Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Welcome back to another episode of Common Ground on KNCR Talk 106.7, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free. Remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, and Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu. We'd like to give a quick thank you to our sponsors, Blonzy's Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia, Neat Pool and Supply, Trailside Firearms and Training Company, Parker's Collision Center, Perfectly Pressed Cleaners, and Bullhead Vape Shop. And this show is brought to you by our co-creator, Red Bull Ronnie, our operations manager, Paul Lavoie, and your co-hosts, Melissa Lucas and Jim Chaney.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Jim. And today,
she's not up.
I'm not hearing my mic.
I'm not.
A little closer, maybe. I'll pod you up a little more.
Too. Can you hear me now?
There we go.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good. It's been a great week. And we have a special guest today, Brenda Brown, best in town. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Today, we're going to be talking about foreign aid and the, what did you call it? Wheelbarrows full of money being shoveled to other countries. So let's just start with the big picture here. The U.S. is on track to spend around $50 billion, with a B, on foreign assistance this fiscal year, which is actually down from higher levels, but still a significant amount of cash. Is this the level of spending, is this level of spending justified in today's world, or should we be cutting it further to prioritize needs right here at home?
This is my major hot button.
I know it is, and I'm pushing it.
All right, before we jump into the show, I did forget to give our numbers. So if you have any comments or questions, remember you can call us at 928-854-5687 or our text line, 928-727-5566.
Yes, we definitely want to hear from you guys. What do you think? I am pushing that hot button, Brenda.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's been around $80 billion.
I know it
has.
I know.
I mean, it's...
With a B.
With a B.
That's so...
$80 billion. Billion.
Yes.
You know, my biggest problem with giving money to any other country is we have children that are homeless and hungry in this country.
We do.
And it's rampant. And, you know, for all different types of reasons. You know, we have... And, you know, there's homeless veterans, there's homeless everything, you know. And, you know, a lot of drug problem with the homeless people. I get all that. But when I peel away the onion and look at the homelessness of children and the hunger of children, that's inexcusable to me. And all that money we give away, why aren't we combating that in this country? And it's bad. It's so bad. You know, I was involved with a nonprofit for years and years and years. And we used to do the Skid Row thing in L.A. and Vegas. And we'd give out these... solar lights, and you know, homeless people get free cell phones. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yes, I'm from Oregon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's many more services.
Right. No, there's tons of services for homeless people, and some of them are so whacked out on drugs they don't even know how to help themselves. But I've been very involved in that community, and it was staggering to me when we'd go to these places and I'd see the amount of children that were homeless and hungry. And $50-80 billion to third world countries. What's the purpose of that? I mean, yeah, we want friendly, you know, allies and stuff in other countries, and we want all of that, and we want peace around the world, and, you know, But to me, if one child is hungry or homeless in this country, we shouldn't be sending any money anywhere else. And I feel so strongly about that, and no one's ever going to change my mind about that. Children are given a personal invitation by us to be here. You need to be a good host.
Very true. Jim, what are your thoughts on that?
I think parents should be parents. And I think you should parent your kid, and I think you should feed your kid.
Oh, there, we got a text already.
Yes, we did.
Okay, what about the parents who are, you know, just drugged out, you know, and they give up their kids because they can't take care of them themselves?
Foster kids and
all of that
get taken away.
The whole system is sucky.
What's our text say there?
It was a one to me. It's
okay.
What are you doing
just,
later?
Yeah. No.
You want to grab coffee?
Just. No. It was production stuff. Apparently our levels were a little low.
Oh.
All right, so that text number is 928-727-5566. So I do a free meal on Thanksgiving.
I know.
For anyone in need for free. And the dynamics of the two locations are so different. The Lake Havasu location is mostly humanitarian people that are alone. Maybe one or two families, but mostly older people. In Oregon, there's so many children that we have had a face painter for the kids. We've done different things for we had to we have actual children's meals and so many. It's staggering how many children come to that event. So I see what you're saying on that. I don't know how much control we the people have of where that $50 billion is going, and that's one thing that we want to talk about. How do we have any say in where all that money goes, and is it going to fraud, or what's actually so $50 billion that we're sending overseas? Where else? What's actually happening with that money?
Yeah, do we ever get an accounting for it? I mean, yeah. I'd like to see a spreadsheet.
How do we the people follow those dollars? And I thought we were in the most transparent.
Well, some of it's difficult because you're sending it over to countries like Somalia, and you're sending money to them to feed them. So we want to feed them. We're trying to not let them starve. The problem is they have these, you know, roving bands of violent Islamists, and they're taking over the operation, and so you have to have an American there or an American sympathizer to watch them. And it's tough to be a watchdog on the other side of the world.
That's true.
How
do you follow the money, and where is it all going? And how much is it going to their military, which ends up...
Or not their military, but the... the Islamist revolutionaries in their country, you know, and it's tough to watch. That is a problem, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't try.
All right, we have a call. All right, caller, welcome to Common Ground.
Yeah, all this would be a lot more palatable, but
could you turn your radio down?
Centers and the feed the children, we can't even control the money in our own country, and then we ship it.
Caller.
That's all I'm going to say.
Caller.
The politicians are getting something coming around the back door somehow.
You're feeding back really bad. Do you have your radio on in the background?
Hello?
Did we lose him?
I don't know.
Unfortunately, we wanted to hear what you had to say.
Well, I kind of heard what he had to say.
What did you pick out of that?
He said, you know, all this money's going out, and he thinks it's getting back to politicians somehow. That's what
he's thinking. Like in their lining their pockets, was
like
it?
That's what he's thinking. I just, you know, I understand that Somalia's desolate and all of that, but what about our homeless children here?
Oh, I think that might be him. Welcome to Common Ground.
Okay, now we're having a phone problem. I'm getting feedback through my ear here.
Yep, we are as well.
We can't control the money in this country going to places here like in Minnesota with the autism centers that feed the children. How can we expect to control it when we blindly throw it overseas? And that's why I wouldn't contribute to organizations. Dave Ramsey says do something personal that you know where your services or your efforts are going, and I'll just listen to you guys. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was great. Yeah. So
he brings up a valid point.
Very valid
point. Of, and Brenda, he wants, you're talking about feeding kids. Well, that was the main thrust of what they wanted to do in Minnesota. And look what happened. We ended up with the Learing Center.
The right? Learing Center.
The Learing Center.
Oh, they misspelled learning?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, that's hilarious.
They opened up a school that wasn't really a school. They put the sign out front. It said, the Learing Center, not the Learning Center. And they go and show up. There's no kids going in and out. So, you know, we try, but things don't. And I'm not saying, Bonnie, that we. I agree with
you.
Who's
Bonnie?
Bonnie. I'm sorry, Brenda. Brenda. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think we need to help them, but sometimes these things go off track.
Oh, of course. You know, nothing's perfect. I mean, we spend all this money on so many different things, helping all these other places. I think we need to keep things at home, though, and spend more money here and follow it and be able to track what we're spending money on. You know, taxpayers pay a lot of money, you know, for a lot of different things. And when does the government get audited? When do we get to see where every penny is being spent? We just don't get to see any of that.
Right. Whatever happened to that with DOGE? I sound like I'm in a tunnel now. That's what happened.
You're in a cave.
I am in a cave. I don't know. But the U.S. can't afford to shovel billions overseas while facing domestic crisis right here on our
own. It actually comes out to like 1% of our entire budget.
That's still a
lot
of
money.
It's still a lot of money. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree
with
you.
I'll take 1% if you want to give it to me for charity.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah.
That is frustrating to see.
I think it might be your mic. Bring it a little closer there.
I don't know. I don't know what just happened, but that's okay.
I can't hear you in my earpiece.
You can't?
You can't?
Oh, no.
I can hear him.
All right, and
later.
Sorry about the technical difficulties
right,
here.
And
oh, now
with
I can.
That, I'm going to cut it to a break. We're going to figure out our problem here, and we will be right back with more on Common Ground 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free. Before we get back into the show, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Annie's Thrift Shop. Every treasure you find at Annie's Thrift Shop helps support local charities, making every bargain a blessing. Off Northern Avenue in Kingman, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. From auto parts and paint to hardware and firearms. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware is your one-stop headquarters for just about it all. Visit goldenvalleyhardware.com. Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, or track down that hard-to-find firearm at Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. The trail to a fair deal starts on Main Street Havasu at trailsideftc.com. And Neat Pool and Supply. Family owned since 1970. Neat Pool and Supply has everything to turn your backyard into the oasis you deserve. At 52 Scott Drive in Havasu. And back to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Marissa. All right. I'm here talking with Brenda Brown, best in town, with my co-host, Jim Chaney, about foreign aid. And even though you said, Jim, what was it, 1% of our budget, I still don't believe that the U.S. can afford to shovel billions overseas while facing domestic crisis at home, like border security, infrastructure, veterans care, inflation, homelessness, all of those things.
So you're against it, but what do you think? They're doing with it.
I'm America First. I think they're stealing it. I think they're not using it to where it's supposed to go.
Let me ask you, I guess I can't prove it.
So I don't know where it goes.
Where do you think it's supposed to go?
Well, it depends on which we're talking about. Like, if it's for USAID or where it's supposed to go would depend on which.
That's
which,
basically.
Entity we're funneling it to.
USAID is pretty much gone. Now they ended that. And
which
I
is a good thing, I think, because of all the fraud.
I don't think we needed to send money to a little African country to put on a play and spend $500,000. And actually, I do plays locally here and had a little discussion last night at rehearsal about how much it costs us to put on a play. And it's a few thousand. Well, if you have to, you got to pay to use the script, right? And you could do Wizard of Oz or something like that, and it's like $1,100. Or
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you have to license it.
Yeah, you got to license it. But they go and put on this play to teach African children that transvestites are wonderful or great, and they spend over $500,000. Or 50,000, even if it was 50,000 or 500, it's just wrong. That's not the intent of what we're to do. If we can build up their military, and the top ones are Israel, the former Vietnam, and that I'm looking that up. That kind of disturbed me. Israel, Egypt, Vietnam, the former South.
What do you mean the former?
Yeah, that's
what does that mean?
I'd like to know what they meant. Afghanistan and South Korea are the top getters of our foreign aid. And Ukraine now has jumped up there in the last few years. And that's one type of foreign aid. But then we have the, we want you to eat, we don't want you to spread malaria from mosquitoes kind of foreign aid.
Yeah, medical aid. The thing is I'm not against foreign aid at all. I'm not against it at all. I think, you know, we need to help where we can. But I think it begins at home first. You know, America
fix your own
first.
Backyard.
Yeah. You know, take care of here before we spread it elsewhere, because there's so many problems here. There's too many to mention.
And we have so many historical examples of failure abroad.
Yeah.
That making it makes sense to me what you're saying as well. America first. Keep the money here.
And I'm with you. And I'm
we're finding
pointing
common
in
ground
studio
here.
With Brenda. But when you start to have somebody say, and she happens to be the mayor of Los Angeles, and she is, well, we got to get, they need teeth. So you do a bunch of meth, you lose all your teeth, you move to L.A., you get to vote, and even if you're not an American, but you did the drugs, your teeth have fallen out, and now we need to get your teeth, because you obviously can't work because you don't have teeth.
You know, the other thing I wanted to point out is in the homelessness situation, there's a lot of differentiating things. You know, you've got drug addicts that are homeless because they do drugs and they can't use money to rent. But then we have a lot of homeless veterans that, you know, fought for our country to be here, and they're homeless. You know, we have choices. We all have choices. You make a choice to do drugs, there's plenty of 12-step programs. Go get in a program, okay? And they're free. Homeless veterans, there are veterans benefits, but not nearly enough to take care of them. And they're homeless and they're hungry, and we need to be doing better with them, too. You know? Do you think they want to be homeless? I don't think so.
Some of them do. I call it alternative living.
Uh-huh.
Some of them do. They do.
Yeah,
they,
you're right. Some of them do like living on the street.
Off-grid. Or yeah.
Yeah.
Well, off the grid, I guess, off-grid. But on the streets.
Yeah, it's a thing. Facebook guy that I follow called Truth on the Streets in Portland, and he comes to Salem all the time too, and films the people and talks to the people, and sometimes reunites them with their family, but a lot of the time it's the drugs, and they get there's so many services up there, and one of the services is drugs.
We do have a text. This person says, how can we even start auditing foreign aid? We can't. Once it's off our soil, it is what it is. plus being only 1% who cares. Honestly, the 1% going out at the end of the day sustains our global image. Is this foreign absolutely crippling our economy? No. Oh, foreign aid, they corrected themselves. Crippling our economy. No, it isn't.
True, it is only $150 billion is only 1%.
It's still crazy,
though. But
what
can we do with it here?
We have problems of our own, I feel like, we need to worry about first, like the homelessness, the streets. I mean, I know city's a little bit different, but just now, about 3 months later, the end of my street's getting fixed. So
yeah,
we have problems of our own, I feel like, need to take more priority.
An idea that has been floated, because the texter brings up a really good point, and it is what we were talking about. How do you monitor where the money goes? What you can do is before you give them the money, you make them sign an agreement that they're going to be subject to the laws of the United States, and that, yes, if we give you this money, we're going to check in one way or another. We're going to check in with you, whether it's in Somalia or Uganda, wherever it is, and if we find you're using this money improperly, you're committing willful fraud, we are going to be able to come into your country and yank you out, bring you here, and hold you accountable because you signed this piece of paper.
And no more aid. If you don't comply with what Jim said, Jim's got a good point there. If you don't comply with what we're giving you, and we're going to audit, we want reports how you're spending the money as we give it to you, then you get no more aid. You're cut off.
Okay, so then now how do we, the people, get that in place? How do we make it a policy where they have to agree to what our terms are? And we do have another text.
We do have another text. They're continuing on their threat of text here. We have two options. Stop foreign aid altogether and use the funds to help the people here, or we just keep it as it is. There isn't a middle ground. We've tried to manage it to no avail.
How have we tried to manage it? I'd like to ask that texter, how have we tried to manage it? I've never seen any management of any foreign aid.
Here you go. And
here's a check.
We hope you spend it. We hope you spend it
wisely.
Wisely, yeah. Right. Yikes. See that? It's so...
It's such a big topic.
It is. And it's so uncomfortable because the $50 billion with a B.
Right.
So much money.
Right. And it's only 1%. Okay, it's 1% in the grand scheme of things, but what could that 1% do in our own backyard?
So much.
So much,
depending on who you gave it to, to spend.
Right.
Like, I think I could spend $50 billion a lot differently than maybe Trump would. I probably wouldn't make a ballroom. I'd probably not do that. So what do we got? Another text? Did he answer your question?
No, they didn't answer the question, but they did say, good idea, Jim Chaney, and best of luck finding people to enforce it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
And how do you do that?
Well, maybe you get people to run for office that will run on that platform.
We can't even enforce it on our own soil.
I know.
People are stealing left and right. And when there's a really good example in Oregon where the DMV, one of the head of the DMV people got, or ODOT, or Department
Oregon
of Transportation. Yeah, walked out with a bunch of money, millions of bucks, and then just resigned. And that's it.
Like, and what happened
nothing,
to the money?
Nothing's gone. I don't know. We start over. We're looking for a job opening. the consequence. That's what I mean.
No
so
consequence?
The consequences. We're not. And how would you do that on foreign land?
Right.
You know, you give them that money to help the children, and they go and spend it on a mansion or whatever. It goes to the elites.
The medical aid, I think, is paramount because of all the disease. You know how we send those. What are those ships called that, with the Red Cross on? It's not a Red Cross ship. It's the medical ships that go out and they service all these different countries and they bring inoculations and everything. I think that's paramount to not spread disease. I think that's a brilliant idea because disease and then they travel and they bring disease here. I think medical aid is probably okay for me as long as it's getting used for that. But the financial aid is a whole other ballgame for me.
Right. Could you bring up your mic a little?
Oh, I could. Because you asked so nicely.
We do have another text. I have no idea what it means, but they just said mercy ships.
Oh, that's it. That's what
mercy
it's called.
Mercy ships.
Because I asked, what are those ships called? They are
called mercy
ships.
Sorry, I was queuing up music.
Thank
there.
You. Thank you, texter.
Yes, that's, yeah.
And I like that. I think that's a great idea just because of all the international travel and diseases, you know, spread so crazy. But I'm more for that than I am for financial aid to third world countries when we don't take care of our own. That's where I'm at.
Are mercy ships from us? Are the United States ships?
Yes.
I just worry about crossing the line, of when the state starts to take control of the kids because they start to have a position in their mind and the parents' position in their mind doesn't follow. And this isn't foreign, but you've got a thing in California where there's a kid and the government wants to change the sex of the child and the parents are saying no and the state's taking the child. And that's insane in my opinion. So we need to be careful to project our opinions on the moral values of the public when your public opinion becomes not very moral.
Very good point. And on that, we're going to cut to a break right here live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free.
KNTR.
This song by request by our guest today. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Just one look at you,
and I know it's going to be a lovely day.
Welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3, the voice of the free. We want to give a thank you to the last of our sponsors that make this show possible to bring to you. Parker's Collision Center. Fender benders to full-size RVs and semis, Parker's Collision Center has over 2 decades of experience in Mojave County's largest state-of-the-art paint booth. Plane to donkey, they'll paint and fix it all in Mojave Valley. Gotta flip the page here. Perfectly Pressed Cleaners. Dry cleaning, laundry service, and delivery from Kingman to Parker for just $10. Perfectly Pressed Cleaners lets you skip the chores and get back to life. Havasu Local. Blondie Steakhouse. Mouthwatering steaks, unforgettable breakfast, and the kind of flavor that keeps Havasu coming back. Blondie Steakhouse off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. And Bullhead Vape Shop. Clean stores, quality products, no mystery junk, and disposable bundle deals for just $17.50. Bullhead Vape Shop with 2 convenient tri-state locations, Fort Mojave and Mojave Valley. And back to you guys.
All right, back to the show. I'm here with Brenda Brown, best in town, and we are talking about U.S. foreign aid with Jim Cheney here.
Can we change the subject?
Sure, but before we do, though, yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the fraud that's gone on in the United States, because we're talking about all this money that we're shoveling across the seas. Well, let's talking about putting it in our own backyard. So I looked up, you know, what is the largest scale taxpayer fraud on American soil?
Before you guys switch subjects here, we did get a text over the break, so I just want to hit this one before we change subjects. Why does the U.S. government have anything or have to do anything for aid? We have ministries, nonprofits like Kiwanis and Rotary, and they provide services or classroom materials, for example. Leave it up to our nonprofits.
So I was a former member. I'm a former member of a Kiwanis group, and we never sent money to Ethiopia.
Did you send money anywhere?
Yeah. Send it to local groups and whatnot. But, yeah, that's not the role of the... we were talking about basically protecting children, right? And foreign aid, one of the foreign thing aids, one of the things Israel does with the money we give them is we help them create the Iron Dome, so when Hamas is sending rockets at them, they shoot them
deflect,
down,
yeah,
and protect that. That's another thing we do with foreign aid that goes beyond the stuff that we're talking about, where they're doing goofy plays or they're simply stealing the money. And I see you want to say something, Melissa.
I do. Yes, the United States monies that fraud is what I had looked up. What is the largest scale fraud in the United States in the last 5 years? And it gave me unemployment insurance as number one, between $100 and $135 billion, in the United States. Number two was PPP loan fraud from COVID, which really surprised me because I'm a restaurant owner that went through COVID, and I'm honestly in the process of selling my Arizona restaurant right now. I still have not recovered from COVID. So 60 to 100 billion out of pocket fraud on PPP. But then, and then it goes to number three, feeding our future in Minnesota, one of the largest scale single pandemic related fraud cases, over 250 million stolen from federal child nutrition programs.
Yeah, and the thing is why wasn't that audited?
Right here in the United
States.
Right,
right. But who was responsible for giving them that money, and why wasn't it audited?
It's being audited now. Oh, Jim, go ahead.
Tim Walz, and he used it as part of his campaign. We are helping children by giving them this money, and then the fact is, that's not where it was
going,
Tim.
Why do we not have a mugshot for Tim Walz then?
If that's true.
Why?
It may be coming.
That makes me so angry. Why is there a mugshot of President Trump that I can pull up anywhere on the internet? And why is there a mugshot of Martha Stewart for insider trading? But I can't pull up a mugshot from that guy.
Is it Tim Walz? W-A-L-Z?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I believe so.
I'm not good with spelling.
You guys text us in at 928-727-5566 and tell me why I can't see a mugshot from any of the people. Or call in at 928-854-5687. I really want to see some accountability.
Yeah.
I'm really getting
That's my big thing, too.
I'm really getting frustrated with it. And I am a registered Republican, and I'm not happy with our country right now and the way things are going. It's just this, looking at all of this fraud right here in our own backyard, and we're talking about, you know, shoveling $50 billion overseas. We got $100 billion right here.
Right.
$100 billion in PPP fraud.
Yeah,
loan fraud. And $135 billion in unemployment.
Now, who are you mad about over that?
I'm mad about the criminals.
The criminals, right.
I don't care if they're left or right. They're stealing from us, and that's our money.
Yes.
And I work super, super hard.
Listen, Melissa, I own a few businesses also, right, that you know about. I didn't take advantage of any of the PPP because I didn't need to, you know, and I was leaving it for other people, right? But I saw plenty of fraud when I was still in Las Vegas because I was there during COVID, and I would talk to business, get this free money, get this free money. It's not free money. Nothing is free, really.
It's not.
You know, it's costing somebody something to use that money. And it's not a free-for-all, you know? And the fraud is so rampant. And people just, you know, there's taking.
Right.
With no giving, you know? Like anything, you know, in life. Relationships, business associates, anything. Both parties need to be givers. You can't have a giver and a taker. It just doesn't work because it's so uneven like that.
Yeah, that's so true. And I 100% agree with you on that. I'm a lead by example person and try to give as much as I can. That's
same.
Why I do the free Thanksgiving thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why I go and serve at your restaurant.
I try. Oh, that's right. You volunteered one year. Yeah, that's it is such a a cool thing to do, to be able to give back to the community, and I hope that other people do more. I guess I'm sort of community first also.
Well, yeah, I mean, being of service to others is being of service to yourself. I mean, you get so much good pleasure, for me anyway. That was me.
Oh.
I clicked the mic. So let's, can we talk about this 250th anniversary of ours for our country.
Oh, sure.
That's exciting, huh? Can you believe it?
Yeah, I saw the $250 bill that Trump proposed. Did you see that? President Trump proposed to put a new currency out there, an actual bill that is worth $250 with his face in the middle. But I don't know if he's gonna get away with that, because there's some rules, like, and that the people that control the
currency,
the purse strings,
the mint,
they said that there are certain increments that they can make bills, and 250 is not one of them. So
I'd have to make new plates.
Yeah.
Well, let's think it out of the box. We've never had. Well, we had a $50. Well, we have $50 bills.
We do have $50 bills.
We had 50-cent pieces.
Right. Yeah, and gold dollars.
There's $1,000 bills.
That's true.
There is.
They're used to be.
Yeah.
They're not in circulation.
No, on this show.
No, they're not in circulation anymore, but there used to be, yes.
Oh. Used to be a $10,000 bill.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A $250 bill, that would be interesting.
Oh, and then I was reading, you know, doing some research before the show today. I couldn't believe it. So they're having this big event at the White House for the celebration of 250 years.
Yes.
And then President Trump's birthday. Happy birthday, 80 years. That's a long life to live.
Yes, it is.
However, it's like a pay-per-view event. That's being done.
No way.
That's being done with taxpayers' money. This event is being done with taxpayers' money. And if you want to watch it, you have to get a Paramount Plus subscription to watch it.
No way.
Bruh.
What?
Facts.
A pay-per-view?
Yes. Facts.
Wow.
Yes,
on the White House lawn?
Yes.
And we the people don't get to see it?
Unless you're a Paramount Plus subscriber.
So we paid for this with our tax dollars, and we got to pay more to see it.
And it's a celebration of the president's birthday, which is fine. But our anniversary of our country, and we have to pay to watch it. If you're not, I mean, I'm a subscriber to Paramount Plus. I have every streaming service you can have. But yeah, someone who doesn't have that, you have to buy that, subscribe to watch that. What do you think about that?
I think that's a bit outrageous.
What do you think about that?
This is the first that I've heard that you'd have to subscribe to it, and I am against it.
Yeah,
I believe strongly, and here we are on a radio station with an FCC license.
Voice of the
and
free.
The way that the Voice of the Free operates is we get these advertisers, and we run these commercials, we do these promotions for them, and they pay the way, okay?
Right.
I am, along with what you're saying, Brenda, I am against, if it's a subscription, that you have to pay beyond that you can't run commercials.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
In fact, let's go back to the days of college radio many years ago. It was severely limited. You could go to a store and say, hey, we can get $100 from you, and we'll say that your record store supports, you know, KRUI, and it had to be very brief, like 10 seconds, as I recall, was all you could do. I think that's right. But if it's going to be on the White House, it's the people's house, and it should be free.
Yeah, that's wild. I hadn't heard that either. It sounds like it's time to cut to a break, so we're going to check out for a minute, and we will be right back here on 106.7, 5, and 3, Voice of the Free, Common Ground.
All right, before I cut to break officially here, this is our Today in Music History. Today in 1915, Les Paul is born in Wachesta, Wisconsin. Of course, that is the inventor of the famous Les Paul guitar. So here's a version of Fly Like the Eagle with Les Paul and Steve Miller. I got corrected. It is Waukesha, Wisconsin. Thank you, Paul.
No shoes on their feet. How's the people living in the streets?
Welcome back to KNTR Your Talks, Common Ground on 106.7, 5 and 3. The voice of the free. I almost said speak out there. And we did get a text. Someone said the America 250 birthday sponsored by Budweiser.
As right. It should be.
So with about 7 minutes left, final thoughts on our subject. Any other extensions?
You know, I think we did a pretty good job of finding common ground today.
I think so today.
That you guys actually agreed on a decent amount of stuff.
Because I'm so brilliant.
And Trump's narcissistic.
And we did look it up and fact checked her. She's right. It is, you gotta pay.
That's ridiculous. The taxpayers. Oh, and then the other thing I heard. There's this one guy who's brought a lawsuit, one individual, for this, which he'll never go anywhere because you can't sue with one person. You'd have to have a bunch of people to sue for this, and you have to prove damages. So there's no real lawsuit there. But if you think about our tax dollars are paying for this event at the people's house, right? The White House, right?
Right.
Shouldn't we be able to see it for free?
Yes.
We should.
I agree.
We should.
It's ridiculous. Talk about a money grab.
That's not cool.
So who's getting the money? So there's a deal in place with Paramount Plus, right?
Right.
Who's getting greased?
This would be like charging.
This is like the Hollywood, the elites. It's them against us.
Often, growing up, we'd come here and visit in Havasu, and, you know, they fire the fireworks off of the island, and that would be like charging people to go watch the fireworks.
That's out in the open.
Yes.
That's out in the open, yeah. Or the city of Huntington Beach. They used to launch them off the pier, then they went to the stadium where the fireworks would land on the people, but then they went, I think they're back to off the pier.
But this is the people.
You let everybody come.
United States birthday. I mean,
right.
I understand that it's Trump's birthday also on June 14th, which is Sunday, Flag Day.
Right.
That's his birthday, and he wants to have a party.
And she should.
Which is fine. But we the people should not have to pay for the party, and we the people should not have to
pay to watch the fireworks and all the events.
Oh, that's really disheartening. I'm disappointed.
One thing.
To fact check that and see that.
One thing that is disturbing is, and I agree with you, 100%, no, they shouldn't be.
You agree with who?
You.
What's my
name? That Brenda.
Thank you.
Best in town. Brenda Brown.
Okay. I agree they shouldn't be paying for that. What I don't agree with is all of this weaponization and hatred that's coming out because we want to celebrate the 250th birthday.
Yeah, I don't think
that's
correct
either. The president
goes
to the Knicks game and some people did boo. Well, they have a right to. I think it was a little overreported, the amount of booing. But I never, if Obama jumped up on the screen, stood up in public and booed him, don't like him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's the United States. We didn't do that to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was not a really popular president.
But he was sweet.
He's the peanut farmer,
He's
right?
He's the peanut farmer.
Right? The jelly bean lover.
Listen, I think all the hatred going on in the world on both sides of the aisle, in my opinion, is just disgusting and despicable. The backbiting, the BS going on, the hatefulness, the nastiness, it's all horrible. And both sides are guilty of it. They're both guilty of it. You know, I sit in the middle. I have voted on both sides of the line before. But, you know, I'm a concealed carry weapon woman. You know, I'm 67 years old. I travel a lot. I feel like I need to protect myself at all times. And, you know, the hatefulness everywhere is overwhelming. I mean, and it's coming from all directions. And it makes my stomach sick.
And that's why we do this show.
Yeah, it just makes me sick.
It's to bring the people together and talk about it and open up conversations for the listeners to say, you know, hey, we were listening to the show this morning.
I never thought about it that way.
What do you think about this?
Yeah.
And this person said this, and, you know, how do you feel about that? And opening up the conversations for households to have, because we want people on Thanksgiving Day to be sitting down from across from their from their brother and not go to get in fistfights.
And malicious.
Over.
Yes. All right. So what were our common ground topics today? What are our major points we agreed on?
that Brenda's always right.
We did not agree to that.
That the foreign aid that is
needs accountability.
Needs accountability, and that the same with the United States fraud needs accountability.
Definitely,
we want to see mugshots,
and we shouldn't pay per view to watch.
And
the
we shouldn't
250th
have to pay per view to watch that.
We all agree on three things.
That's just. Yes. I didn't know that. I was today years old. So was
Me.
Jim.
Today years
we
old.
We all three were today years old, and Brenda brought that to us. And when we fact-checked her, it was just, that just is ill.
It's disgusting.
It just, ill.
It's just yucky.
I will not be watching that.
Me neither.
We will have our own celebration for America's 250th birthday.
You know, there's probably websites you can go to and see it anyway.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll
probably
be streamed somewhere.
You know, wouldn't surprise me if
someone's
going to
stream it.
Though.
Yeah.
You get in trouble for that.
FCC violations.
Yeah.
Knocking on your door. This IP address. We want to talk to.
You can mask your IP address, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation there. All right. And we are going to wrap up Common Ground for this week. We will see you next week at 9 a.m. for Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3, The Voice of the Free.
Eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Eat the cat. Eat the cat, 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 eat the cat. They're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, eat the cat.
And ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The Voice of the Free.